Unsub to GoPro. You can.
I should unsub to GoPro?
Yeah, unsub GoPro.
We should make this a topic one of these days. Where I'm going to go through my subscriptions on YouTube and unsub. No, I don't want to be that guy that unsubs because I don't like when the number. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show.
Good morning.
For January 4th, 2018. Good morning.
Why are you yelling?
Sorry.
I did not. Can we still do that? That was 2017.
No, but here's the thing. Here's what's happening.
What's happening?
I'm Andy, by the way.
Hey, Andy, I'm Nick.
Here's what's happening. And
I said that to the camera. Hey, Andy, I'm Nick. I did not.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Fucking Disaster Artist and The Room.
Yeah.
Right? Even though The Room's been out a long time. But sure. The Disaster Artist really put The Room up in the spotlight, right? It's going to become the next Napoleon Dynamite.
I think it already is. On some level. The thing with Napoleon Dynamite.
My wife, like you're gonna start hearing.
Oh no, it's already gotten to that point. I mean, I spend my nights in small bars where people attempt to do comedy, and every so often I did not do it. Oh, hi, Mark. People are already kind of doing it. The problem is, Napoleon Dynamite was a moment. It was a moment that we can all look back on and be ashamed of ourselves for loving so much. Do I still love that movie? Yeah. Do I still say, go make yourself a goddamn quesadilla? I do. Should we have liked that so much?
I didn't freaking do it. What does he say? What's his call sign? His tag?
I can't remember. People in the chat tell us.
Idiot.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I like when I did it constantly for an entire year. That was a time when, like, remember when, okay, there were a couple moments that I could remember.
He's
like,
a sledgehammer.
Being one of them, like Rex Kwando, that was amazing, right? I love doing that guy's voice. Oh, I love you, little
Kip.
Man. Yeah, Kip's voice is amazing.
I just realized that sounds like Kib from Sugar Pine Soda.
Well, they're very distinctively different human beings. Remember when South Park dropped and everyone was like, you guys, come out, like doing Cartman?
Right.
And we were all like, we're so in this together, and you come to work and you start doing it, it would be upon you. And then you look back on that six, like, there's always a person who's still doing that voice now, and you're like,
Cut it out. I do love that, like,
voice?
I do love that modern comedies love referencing the Borat impersonation. Like, they're making fun of the impersonation, the fact that people still do it. Bob's Burgers, for example, there's an episode where he wants to quit the making burgers, right? And
sure.
He envisions himself working a normal 9-to-5 and being at the water cooler. And he's like having a nightmare about being at the water cooler with all his fellow coworkers, and one of his coworkers is like, my wife, and like they all start laughing or whatever, and he's like, no! Like, so it's become like a joke of a joke sort of thing.
Right. What happened to Borat?
Well, what happened to Sacha Baron Cohen?
He's still doing stuff.
Talladega Nights.
He did Bruno, and people didn't like that as much, and then he did the movie. A dictator or something like that.
Oh, that was an actual drama, right?
Yeah. No, it wasn't a drama. It was a comedy.
I mean, not a drama. I mean, like, it was, like, a not
yeah,
real...
Yeah, it was a movie.
Yeah, it was like an actual scripted
movie.
film.
Yeah, he had a moment. Well, he had two very big characters. Everyone forgets about Ali G. That was him as well.
HBO.
He was fucking genius. He was legit like a genius where he would get people and they didn't know and he was playing a character and he would just do that shit.
But Ali G didn't make it big in United States unless you had like HBO.
You had to have HBO.
Right.
Yeah. But like he was big in the UK,
Borat was only a movie though, right?
Borat was just a movie.
Yeah.
Correct.
Man, that was such a fucked up movie. Go back and watch it again.
It's
super insulting.
It's so cringeworthy. Like, it's hard to watch and not feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But you say that's about The Office, and The Office is fake.
Like, no, The Office, I just don't like that style of humor. It just doesn't flow with me.
So
fully acknowledge it's hilarious. And there are moments and the things that I've seen from it that I'm like, okay, I get why that's funny. It just has not gotten me yet. It's similar to yesterday on the show, Joey and I were talking about Anchorman and how some comedies have to hit me a couple times during my life, and they have to hit the right point. To where it clicks with
me. Didn't Step Brothers do that with you?
Step Brothers was the second option that I brought up, right? Because we were talking about good guys. Or other guys.
The other guys.
We were talking about The Other Guys, how I'm like, I should go back and watch that because you say it's really funny.
It's really funny, the first
time I watched it in theaters, I was like, I don't think this is funny. So I'm going to go back and watch that. We were talking, of course, about that in the context of The Last Jedi, when people are saying, you have to watch it again without the expectations of it being a good movie, watch it again without the expectations of it making any sense, watch it again without the expectations of any of the character development actually happening or meaning anything, watch it without the expectation of it actually pushing the story forward from The Force Awakens into the ninth movie, watch it without the expectation of it needing to be in the trilogy at all. It could just be a standalone movie that they would have done, and it doesn't make any sense.
Please stop talking about this movie.
No, we're never going to stop talking about this movie.
It hurts!
It ruined my childhood. You know what this movie proved? to me? I'm 37. That's what it said. It said, fuck you, you're 37. Stop liking Star Wars.
It's not what it, no, but
that's
not,
what it said.
Dude, not, it's a deep movie. It. Kevin, it's a deep
stop,
movie.
Stop, Andy. I don't like this
it,
joke. I, did I
not,
get it.
I did not
it's
like it.
It's such a smart fucking film, dude. It's got layers, dog.
You know what else has layers? An onion, but I cook it before I eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
No, no,
I was
no,
going to
no,
say layers. Cake has layers. And I like cake. So maybe I like the Last Jedi. Ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of funny morning show. I'll do the whole rigmarole. Of course, if you guys didn't know, we do this show every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Be in the chat. Hang out with us. If you want to be one of the cool kids with the private emotes and all that stuff, Andy's eventually going to make more emotes for us.
No, I'm going to have the community do it like
we did last
time.
Do it. So you guys are going to do it. That's going to be great. But you guys can subscribe to us, get those private emotes, you get private chat time with us, you get to play games with us when we do play games. We played Friday the 13th on Tuesday, right? Was it Tuesday or Monday we came back?
Tuesday.
We came back for our stream. We played with subscribers. That was super fun.
If you all don't know this, I created the Cheeky Nando emote. Remember that one? That's a callback. Remember
that Cheeky Nando's?
Yeah.
You also designed this shirt, which a lot of people are saying, hey, Nick, that's a cool shirt. Where can I get it?
Kindoffunny.com/store
where you can get this shirt and Kevin. Sorry, I didn't put this in there.
Goddamn link in there, Nick.
Bring up the store. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Bring up the store. We also have, for pre-order, the hoodie's back. Not the cyan hoodie that you guys all wanted, because apparently that color is impossible to recreate in fabric. It's impossible.
But it literally is. We have tried so hard to find it.
What's up with these borders? Why do they look so...
Oh, I put a blur on it. You don't like it?
I hate it.
No, that makes it look like picture frames. We gotta take that off immediately.
That was the...
It looks like we're in Family Ties.
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
Show me that smile.
Show me that smile.
I already fucked it up.
Don't waste another minute on your cry. Oh my God, come on. If you're gonna act like that was off, you need to go back home and go back in time at 4 to 2 in the morning and experience the earthquake again. So maybe it fucking rattles something back straight in your brain, all right? Because you can't listen.
Here's the deal.
Look at that.
Here's the deal. We...
I hate it.
My favorite thing is when Kevin gets bored 5 minutes into the show because we're not paying attention to him and just starts fucking with the
technical stuff. This was an all-time record of him getting bored.
I didn't get bored. You guys told me to change.
We're approximately 6 minutes in the show.
You guys literally told me to go and change it.
No, no, no.
Not bad.
It's great. It looks great now.
What about
love?
Didn't work. Hold on.
Did you see that... reaction when Celine Dion was talking about Lady Gaga the other day? Oh, I should have put the story in.
No. Do you like orange?
Andy Cohen was interviewing Celine Dion. I guess it was on the New Year's stream. Like, hey, I'm Celine. Because she's like, I'm Celine Dion.
Right.
And they were talking about Lady Gaga and how she has a residency now at the MGM Theater. So she's going to be doing a show there like semi-regularly for a set period of time, like Celine Dion did, right?
Okay.
That's how much I know about Celine Dion. And Andy Cohen said, hey, would you ever want to sing a duet with her? And she got ridiculously excited and did like a little dance.
Oh, really?
It was awesome.
I thought you were gonna go the other way.
No, she was like, I love Lady Gaga. She's like, I have no, because he was like, what advice do you have for her? And she was like, I have no advice. She's a professional. She knows exactly what you're doing. He's like, well, would you ever want to sing a duet with her? And she's like, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
okay,
the thought
cool.
that
That's
one
exciting.
Day, one day, Celine Dion and Lady Gaga might sing together because one of them can actually harmonize with the other would be amazing.
I like when celebrities are fun. And
see where I was going with that? I didn't have a direction for it, but I turned it around as an insult to Andy's stupid face. What about love? You want to talk about some news? No.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go the other way with it. I was just going to be like, no, I don't want anything to do with her. And frankly, I wish that she would have fallen from that fucking trapeze during the Super Bowl.
One or whatever. Oh was it. Yeah, it was a zip line, if I remember
zip
correctly.
Zip line.
No, that would have broken my heart. Because as you know, I went through, I went down a rabbit hole the other day of Kate Winslet movies.
Okay.
And we were watching, I walked in and my wife was watching The Holiday, which is a fairly terrible holiday movie starring Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, and Jack
terrible.
Black and Jude Law. Now I'm going to keep mispronouncing people's names until someone in the chat goes crazy, just because I think it's fun. That movie was not very good, but after that movie, guess what was on? Titanic, baby. And then I thought, hey, remember that documentary that's out right now that people can watch of the Extra Life stream?
Oh, sure.
It has a shot of us doing Titanic.
Right, that's
together.
Right.
And that made me happy.
That's right.
I forgot that wheel. I had a lot of fun putting shit on that wheel. And I'll be honest with you, I was the best at it.
Okay. Kevin, can you look at me real quick? Can you make eye contact with me, Kevin?
Don't go over me, Kevin. No, Kevin. Get out of the way.
It looks like Nick's. It looks like Nick's trying to get a good view of the game, and Kevin's was in the way. And
Kevin's just like, I can't sit anywhere. I got nowhere
Kevin,
to sit.
Can you look at me in the on the screen though? Like turn to your no.
Turn the other way.
Other way.
There it is, right there.
Okay. Hey, Kevin. I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Nick. I think his best talent, the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, I love this bit.
Can you move closer to me, though?
Kevin, can you get really close to the point where you're almost touching his
lips? And make yourself smaller, too.
Make yourself just a little smaller. Hold there on. It is, right there.
There it is. There you go.
There it is.
Smaller.
You want some lollipop?
There it is.
Oh, that's perfect.
You want some lollipop?
This show is ridiculous.
Give me some of that. caramel. Kevin. Uh-huh. Nick was by far, now you're like the stand-in for him, I like that.
Okay.
Kevin, Nick by far was the best at creating things for the wheel. Mm-hmm. It was his best talent. Almost Kiss, I think, started a revolution. Isn't that right, Nick?
It did. Thank you. It did.
Yeah,
it
definitely did.
I honestly mm-hmm. think that Nick is just good at making up cool like phrases, like Almost Kiss and Mouth Nuts.
Yeah.
Mouth Nuts was good.
I'm really good at making up things that require zero effort and right. only are funny for approximately 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's my job in life. That's what I've trained my brain to do, and it's worked out pretty far, so it's pretty okay so far. I want that to be the show.
We need to record that. What if we record that?
Andy, you got out of your square.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Shit.
That would be amazing.
Come on,
let's get into a couple housekeeping things, and then we can keep the shenanigans going. If you guys didn't know, we had a...
I'm gonna go away.
God, I love this show. It's a fun show. But if you're not watching this show, ladies and gentlemen, if your friends aren't watching this show, tell them they're fucking up. Because this is just a delightful way to start every morning.
Why would you not want to start the morning show, with us?
Some people have rendered criticisms in the league of, you guys don't actually talk about anything. Exactly. Right. A couple people say, hey, your expert analysis is so completely off base, it borderlines on just lying. You're just making shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And other people say that there's not enough Andy. That's the problem. Uh-huh. A lot of people say the Cortez, Scarpino connection.
I would.
Fantastic.
I'm putting this out on the line right here. I would love to do the show twice a week.
I want you to do the show.
And make it
twice
a regular thing.
I would love that.
Yeah, but you got like a regular job, you know what I mean?
No, well, yeah.
We can make that happen. I had a great time hosting with Joey as well
Nicholas,
yesterday. You guys bring a good, what?
How do you feel about the orange?
I like the orange. That's nice.
All right, there you go.
I mean, blue and orange are complementary.
Well, I know. I changed that. I made it a little bit darker because that first face made me think maybe you didn't like it.
Oh, I totally didn't like it, yeah.
My other favorite part about what we get to do on this channel is we just show people how we actually produce things every time we produce them because we never pre-produce anything.
Sure, yeah.
So we just fix the plane while it's in the air.
Snatch Chalmers asks, why are we still in this view? When we were in the
I don't know
because
that's
fun. Because I was we were showing off the hoodie.
By the way, the hoodie's pre-order.
And also, we were having that great green screen.
We had a great bit.
We did have a great bit.
Great bit. Arguably one of my favorite bits.
If anyone's watching that on the archive right now, tear it out and tweet it at Kevin because we need that bit.
Mr. Yasmat 300 with the most important thing anybody's ever said on the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've watched Lord of the Rings 1. And I'm currently watching 2. This movie makes me miss Skyrim.
Interesting.
Lord of the Rings, man, Oscar award-winning film. One of the best films of all time.
Yeah, lots of movies has won Oscars.
There are lots of movies that have won Oscars.
Yeah.
It's true.
And
we're
on
the 87th Academy Awards. I made that up. I don't know if that's the right number.
That sounds about right,
though. I think we're like 92nd.
Are we 92nd?
92nd.
I might be wrong.
Dude, that's... wow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't know movies went back that far.
A couple of housekeeping things real quick. Obviously, the hoodie, fantastic. Kev, bring it up one more time. That's on pre-order. If you order anything with the hoodie, by the way, it's going to be delayed until the hoodie ships, which will be in February. So if you want other things like this cool party mode shirt, order it separately. Do two separate orders. Sorry about that. You're going to take a little hit on shipping, but this is the best we could do for this dope-ass hoodie. Mm. Kevin.
It is the 90th.
Yesterday, we filmed our first ever episode of
MCU in review.
In review. We are watching every single Marvel MCU movie leading up to Avengers Infinity War, which I believe is 17 movies, including Black Panther. So that's going to count in this.
18.
We're going to be 18 movies. We're going to be watching all of them. We started with Iron Man yesterday, and we did a deep dive review into it. 45 minutes we went yesterday. So that's
it was a lot longer.
It was a lot.
Well, because we had to intro it, we also talked.
No, I loved it. I could talk. I love sitting down and trying to analyze as best we possibly can that movie. I love digging in, trying to like having Kev Google facts about it, trying to figure out like who shot it, who did what, when it came out, how it released everything else.
Tim was so prepared.
It shocked me.
It shocked me too.
Shocked me.
It's shocking because most of the time he just kind of comes in late and complains about his stomach ache.
Uh huh.
It's like, let me walk his in as the fourth funniest member of Kind of Funny, sort of thing.
Oh my god, that's so true.
You know?
Yeah, he's like, I have an ulcer, and then today he's fine. Today he's not complaining about it.
Yeah. Well, surprise. I guess.
Anyway, so that show's dropping tomorrow.
You pee it out.
It's going to be Iron Man. We're going to be doing that once a week starting Tuesday. Every Tuesday you're going to get that bad boy. And that's just going to be super fun. Of course, Andy's on that. I'm on that. Greg's on that. And Tim's on that. We're going to try to keep the same cast all 17
Kevin's
weeks.
Kevin's on
KevCam. Yeah, Kevin's always on KevCam. Kevin, as always. Today, by the way, if you are a Patreon subscriber at the $1 above level, you can watch Cisco. He's coming back to be on the Game Over Greggy show today around sometime between 2:30 and 4:00. We don't really know.
We're shooting for
3:30.
3:30 is
so that should be super fun. Make sure you guys subscribe to us over there. You can see that early. Also, for the people who are subscribing at the ad-free tier, you are also going to get the pre and post show tacked on to that. So we've heard you guys. Everyone's like, we want to see those. And since you guys are paying top dollar ad for that, free, we're going to put those bad boys on that show.
That's your best chance to see this mug right here.
Real quick, it's not the ad-free.
It's the $10 tier.
No, but like the MP3 also gets the ad free, but they don't get the pre post show.
Fair enough.
It's just the video.
It's just the video. Excuse me, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, just the video. Video version.
Just want to clarify. Sorry.
That's good. Good to clarify. Because you know sometimes I don't pay attention.
Rarely do we.
That's very true. Next thing, Kev, bring this up. If you guys want to come see me do a set at Cobb's Comedy Club on January 11th, I will be there with some other fine comedians. All these guys are coming. It's going to be a really good time. So go over to Cobb's Comedy website and check out that. The show is called Real Life Comedians. I'll be there. My friend Phil Woods will be there. There'll be a lot of other fun people there. So check that out if you're in the Bay Area. Come out. It's a Thursday night. What the hell you guys do on Friday?
We're all going to be there.
You're doing shit on
Friday. Pay the $17. Bring an extra 40 to give to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
but and do then it in ones. Do it in ones. Because if I have an extra couple minutes, I'm going to bring Andy up like it's his birthday at a strip club. We're going to stuff ones down his pants.
Okay.
It's called performance arts, ladies and gentlemen. You can't sue me for that.
You're right.
I think he can.
I don't know. There's a gray area. Kev.
Yep.
Let's bring up this first news story. This is
Kevin,
cool.
Do these give us our ones?
What? Yeah.
These are the ones.
Oh,
that's why.
These are the ones.
I was looking at the center.
That's why you got to scooch over.
Oh, I was looking at the center.
There it is.
So I should be looking there.
There you go.
Okay.
First story comes from Pitchfork. This is kind of a cool story. Kendrick Lamar producing, curating Black Panther soundtrack album. You know I love Kendrick Lamar. Be humble. Kendrick Lamar and Top Dog Entertainment CEO, Top Dog Tiff will curate and produce Black Panther the album, the soundtrack for Marvel's upcoming Black Panther film. The album will feature music from and inspired by the movie, including Kendrick's new collaboration with, need Cool Greg for this one, but I'm going to guess SZA, All Stars. How do you say that? S-Z-A.
Yeah. I forgot how she pronounces it, but Cool Greg knows.
Cool Greg!
Sure. Cool Greg!
We need a pronunciation check, please. I'll keep reading this. We'll come back to that.
Because GZA is Jizza, and RZA is RZA from SZA? Wu-Tang.
How do you pronounce S-Z-A?
SZA.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you, sir. Kendrick was chosen. Thank you, Cool Greg. Everyone, Cool Greg.
Cool Greg. Yeah.
Kendrick was chosen for the project by director Ryan Coogler, who said in a press release, quote, I am honored to be working with such an incredible artist whose work has been so inspirational and whose artistic themes align with those we explore in the film. I can't wait for the world to hear what Kendrick and Top Dog Entertainment have in store. Cool Greg, you're aware that there's a film coming out called Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Did you know that Kendrick Lamar is contributing to the soundtrack of that? He's curating the album for that. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, he's the shit.
I'm excited about this too. Here's why I like this. More Kendrick Lamar, definitely a good thing. He's one of those artists, in my opinion, that doesn't saturate the market with all of his work. He comes out, he does his thing, goes away, comes back, does his thing. Am I crazy in thinking that? Like, he's not everywhere, right?
I mean, I do feel like he definitely goes away for a while. Very different to, I mean, well, right now.
Like
I can't really talk about
like,
that.
Like, as compared to, like, Pitbull, who is on everything.
Right, yeah.
Like, sometimes Pitbull just in the back of a fucking music video holding Starbucks. Like, I got your Starbucks right. Pitbull wants to be everywhere.
I feel like for a while, Mr. Worldwide. Rihanna was the same way. And I was just
Rihanna
like,
was. She was Rihanna's in everything. Everywhere. Yeah.
And it was for like 3 years straight. And I was like, take a break.
We gonna rock this house. Hey, remember that?
You're doing the same impersonation as you do when you sing the Lord of the Rings song.
Lord of the Rings is fucking Lord of the Rings. You
know the
hobbit somewhere. That's exactly it.
Lord of the Rings, his name is Gandalf and Rings. He's got a ring he's gonna put on your head.
Cool guy just this is stupid.
He's like, they clearly don't need me anymore.
I want nothing to do
We're
with this.
We're good. Anyway, I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan, so this is fucking awesome. Awesome, but huge Ryan Coogler fan. Ever since he came out.
The Coogs?
Have you seen Fruitvale Station?
No.
It's good. That's his first movie.
Fruitvale.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? Fruitvale?
I thought it was like, I thought you said fruit fall.
No.
What?
Well, I slur my speech sometimes when I speak quickly. I'm actually trying not to do that anymore. It's one of the things I worked on all of 2017.
I thought you said Footloose.
Footloose, awesome. Will I sing Kenny Loggins with you at prom? Maybe.
I really want to perform a lot of different songs.
Hey, say it.
Perform only the good parts of a lot of different songs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You
know the thing is, I don't think people have the patience these days for Kenny Loggins, all of Kenny Loggins. So I think it's just the hooks. We just got to play the hooks of all the songs. Danger Zone.
What's
happening now?
What's happening?
So, I don't know the answer.
Yeah,
okay. And I feel like you and I will have different answers.
Sure.
Tim turns to me, mm-hmm. and he goes, so with the parfait, Greg, mm-hmm. can I eat it all? Is that healthy? Do I not eat the granola?
No, don't eat the granola.
But I don't think we have to fall into Nick's trap of carbs.
Don't eat the like sweets on the bottom.
I think you
well,
definitely
for sure
need to
the jam preserves, that's pure sugar, you probably shouldn't touch that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Granola.
The blueberry compote.
A compote, which is
jam.
It's a jam. Yeah. It's basically a ticket smashed up, add some sugar to it,
and call it yogurt, blueberry compote, and artichon granola.
The thing is, we don't have enough time to go into this, but.
What's the last one?
Artichon granola.
I would
stay away from the sugar. The rest of it, I just.
What about the granola?
The granola's called.
The granola's got a lot
like,
of sugar on it as well.
But it's good. It's still good for you. It's better than.
It's a school of thought.
He needs help with that.
The thing is, granola sounds like cannoli.
So I'm just shut up, baby. Just cannolis shut up and let the dance talk for a second.
Cannolis aren't good.
Should I even eat the white part?
Yeah, the white part.
Technically speaking, if you're trying to do what Kevin and I are doing.
Should I eat anything, Kevin?
No. Like, you eat the yogurt. That's fine. It's non-fat yogurt, which I'm against. I like full-fat yogurt because I think fat's been demonized over the last 10 years. They've taken all the fat out of that yogurt because people think that low-fat foods are good for you. They're not good for you. Fat's not bad for you. We got to dispel this belief right
Nick,
now.
Nick, stop trying to win him over on the fat thing.
Yeah, I know. It's too many information. Just eat that part. Eat a little bit.
You got to start basic.
All of this is better than a breakfast sandwich, though.
But is it better than no breakfast at all?
Yeah, because it gets your metabolism.
Not necessarily. When's the last time you ate?
I don't know.
Dinner.
What time?
This gets your metabolism going. You're not as hungry. You don't gorge on those giant burgers you guys always get.
Yeah, I would just eat the first two-thirds of it, leave the other third gone.
Do we always get giant burgers?
Shut up, Andy.
Let the adults talk.
I think it's all a healthy choice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a better choice. It's a better choice.
It's not.
It's a better choice than nothing, because I was doing nothing.
It's a better choice.
How's
than
your stomach feeling, by the way?
I mean, I'm trying to be better. But I don't know.
Are you drinking less LaCroix?
But how's it feel?
It's feeling a little bit better.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Still gotta go to the doctor.
Yeah, I would still go to the doctor. Make sure when you go to the doctor, you tell him, because he's gonna be like, what are you even doing? You're gonna go, nothing. Make sure you tell him you've been drinking upwards of a case of LaCroix every day.
No.
Okay.
I want a doctor to tell me it's okay.
They probably.
I'm gonna ask that motherfucker to prescribe me a thing that says fuck Nick Scarpino and his bullshit. Fat free for life.
There you go. Yeah, go fat free.
You should do that, dude. Commit to that.
By the way, if you guys want a really good podcast on dispelling the myth of low fat diets, you should listen to Joe Rogan had, what is her name, Nicole? I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna put this in the chat for you guys if you guys want to look at this. And again, if you have any better information for me, let me know.
Rogan, give me a break. I was talking about big oil and big fats. That's he's in their pockets. They're in his pockets.
What?
All he's doing is just
Big Fat Surprise, I think is what it's called.
What? My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Big Fat Surprise. Who wrote this? Yes, Nicole Teicholz is her name. She was on Joe Rogan's podcast. She wrote a book called The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in the Healthy Diet. It provides an alternate perspective to the common knowledge or to the commonly assumed knowledge that low fat, higher carb diets are good for you. So if you want to know what my methodology and thinking is behind that, you can go check that out. And she pretty nicely summarizes a lot of the reasons why we're trying desperately to dispel that belief.
Here's my problem with this.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a book in 2 months called The Big Fat Surprise Lie, and it's gonna fucking say that all this is bullshit, then there's gonna be a book saying that that's all, but like
it's possible. That happens so much. Is one of the hardest problems of understanding what nutrition, like real nutrition, right? Is that this? By the way, she is going against every single thing that we have commonly upheld as proper nutrition for the last 60 years in this country, including recommendations by the American Heart Association, which is pretty much the governing body on heart disease and chronic disease, and what the government recommends for you, the RDA of the or the RDI of the daily. I forget. The government actually tells you, hey, you know, you've been told by the government, you've seen the food pyramid, all that stuff of like, hey, you should eat lots of grains, lots of carbs, lots of these.
It's Illuminati.
Cut out, you know, how many times have you heard red meat's bad for you? How many times have you heard low fat, low cholesterol foods are good for you? These are things that people are now trying to turn the tide against because there's a lot of research coming out that's all bogus. But who knows? Maybe 10 years from now, they'll be like, no, we were wrong. I don't know.
Eat pizza every day, die at 40. That's all you need to know.
Eat big, buy low. You know what I mean?
Where that's the one, yeah, the one that I bought to replace the old one. Bought a new monitor.
Spasmgasm440 says, just count calories, man. It's a thermo problem, dog. I would have believed you if you didn't include the word dog a bit. Because now I think you're fucking
and me. Take a hit of this weed, bro.
Justin Ryan Beer says, I heard cum gum is great for your teeth. It probably is.
We mentioned this earlier. I told this to you earlier, but I watched the new Dave Chappelle special.
Oh,
last night on Netflix. Really good. Did you see it, Kevin?
I have not yet.
Okay, so there are two of them. I have not seen the second one.
Oh, wait, no, I thought there was a new special.
There are two new brand spanking new specials, yeah.
Didn't he just do two new ones?
Yeah, but
one of them is like an
hour long. The second one is like 45 minutes long. The first one is really good.
Yeah, I'm calling him Jack Chappelle now because I went back and watched Killing Him Softly.
Oh, he's a little lanky dude.
And he's just tiny.
Well, it's when
he's so... By the way, there are people that you like that you look at and you go... like, because there are some comedy specials that just don't hold up, right? Obviously, they're a sign of the times. You're commenting on what's happening. Maybe the humor has changed.
Yeah.
You go back and watch that HBO special.
It's one of the best ones of all time, so funny still.
And he's so compelling to watch.
I will put that stand-up special against any other stand-up special. That's my favorite one of all time.
One could argue that that is one of the best, if not the best stand-up specials of all time.
It's so good. And he delivers... So
hey, baby!
Hey, baby!
Hey, baby!
I'm selling weed! it's just nonstop. And the way he crafts the storylines...
Sprinkle some crack on it. Let's get out of here.
It's so good.
Sprinkle some crack on it. Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna race him.
Dave?
Well, no, but what's his friend's name?
I'm gonna race him. I forget. But
Chip.
Chip.
No, Chip! No!
the white guy impression he does is the funniest fucking
Dave,
thing.
Dave?
No.
It's really good. But then, so I feel like it's less stand up now. I feel like it's less jokes and more him talking about
events. He has less events. Bits now,
yeah, there's less. He's talking more about events and still making them funny.
Yeah.
He talks about when he went on Saturday Night Live the day after Trump was inaugurated, and he said, hey, let's give this man a chance.
Yeah.
If he's going to give our country a chance, let's give him a chance.
Boy, he was wrong on that one.
And then in this stand-up special, he was like, I wish I didn't say that shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, such a great moment is when he says, I've never felt more American. I've never felt more proud to be an American than when all of us are united in hating this motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, I'm excited to see it, man.
It's really good.
I like what he's doing with comedy. I like that he's working with Netflix and releasing like two at a time as a series of comedy. Because like that's what's happening right now, and I think ultimately it's really good. But I think there are some outliers that are that year system of having to have a special every year. They're starting to burn out on it. Like some of them just aren't as good as the other ones. I think Chappelle's doing it right,
where he's
taking all that material and boiling it down and waiting and then releasing it when it's
ready.
I
just think he's so talented because he doesn't need to necessarily craft this insane joke to make it funny. Like I laugh at him just telling stories that are mildly funny because he has his certain way of saying it.
That's the other thing, too, hilarious. Is like everyone can't do that, right? Dave Chappelle has lived a life that very few people can understand, similar to when we see Kevin Smith do his live show. And Kevin Smith does a phenomenal two-hour-long live show, but it's not jokes. Have you ever seen it?
No,
it's just him telling stories about his life. And they're so compelling because he's telling stories about like how he had to talk Ben Affleck into being in one of his movies, you know? And things like that, and like his he's just lived this fun, crazy life.
Did you ever see Three Mics?
I did, Neil Brennan's podcast, last special. Yeah, it was really good.
Great podcast, too, but he doesn't do it anymore, but...
I never listened to his podcast. I heard him on.
Great podcast. The concept of it was, he used to be a writer for Dave Chappelle. Neil Brennan used to be on Chappelle
Show.
Well,
he was the co-creator of Spell Show.
Yeah,
co-creator. And he also wrote, what's that movie about weed? Not Dazed and Confused, You know the one that Dave Chappelle, the first movie he ever did where there was something
all
the
time? God.
Oh, Half Baked.
Half Baked, yeah. He wrote Half Baked. That's how they've been friends for a long time, and then they pitched the show
together. So his podcast, The Champs, was the concept was they could only have black guests because not enough black people are on podcasts.
Right.
And then they did their final episode, really, because they just both got too busy. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, we never had Chappelle on the show. And you're like, you know, you're right. We never did that. And he's like, what happened? He's like, we ran out of black people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's so stupid.
They're so ridiculous. Anyway, I'm excited to see that. That's awesome. I'll definitely get that cue. There's so much good shit. X-Files came back, too. Which is, like, ridiculous.
To basic cable?
I think it's on Fox.
I mean, I've seen a lot of advertisements for it, but I wasn't sure.
Did people really not like the season that came back?
I didn't like last season.
I feel like it was very polarizing.
But I'm just glad it's back.
I can't talk right now.
No, slow down a little bit.
My tongue feels like it's 3 pounds.
Slow it down, ladies and gents. Slow it down.
Like a lingua.
Kevin, bring up this next news story. Let's talk about this for a second. Not really a news story. This is one of those fun little quips that I like to throw in, like the season in quips. To the show quips. To make the meatballs. You know what I mean? You got it's like the fennel for the meatballs.
The fucking Salt Bay guy.
This is over from a site called Egan.com. This is from Alex Gilyadov. It says, Christian Bale still hasn't watched any of Ben Affleck's films on the latest episode of Happy, Sad, Confused podcast via Collider. Bale explained he hasn't watched Affleck portray the Dark Knight due to a lack of interest from his son. Quote, yes, I'm interested. My son seems like he was really interested, but then I realized he just wanted to see the trailer, and that was it, Bale said. I tend to go to see films that my kids want to see. Bale also revealed that he isn't much into superhero movies. Quote, I have to confess, I'm not a huge fan of superhero films. People seem surprised at that. I don't know why. I think he's being a little coy there. Bale said, I've not seen any of the Avengers films and any of those other films. I hear they're very good, but I'm just not quite, but I'm quite happy just hearing that they're good. So apparently Christian Bale
doesn't
give a flying fuck about your superhero
films. Shocking to me.
Not shocking
but
to me
But I also
at all.
Don't see him as the type of person to even see movies that aren't superhero movies.
I feel like Christian Bale doesn't do anything normal human beings
yeah,
do.
Like he reminds me of like a Daniel Day-Lewis type where
he's just a cobbler.
He's not normal. He just like works on acting and tries to, you know, master that craft. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like he ever goes home and just puts Netflix on and chills. Like, I don't know. He seems like a
you're right. Like, well, like when he hangs out human. With his kids, he's like training them to be awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of letting them be real kids.
Yeah.
So I don't know either. I don't think that's I don't think that that's a, that's probably more of a generational thing than I think it is. You know, like, I think my parents don't go see
I don't know if he's
films.
More
they
likely.
My mom's like, I liked the one with the Iron Guy. All right, cool. Thanks, Mom.
Like, I can, for some reason, picture Christian Bale doing hacky sack as an activity.
No. You know what I picture him doing? The tightrope walking, where they just put a rope on the trees and then they have to walk across it like they do in Dolores Park. Like, they just smoke.
I'm going to take that to Twitter.
Take it to Twitter. What does Christian Bale do on his off time?
Yeah.
Just question mark. And then put a poll, yes, no.
I feel like he reads, like, ancient books in, like, Latin.
You think he reads, he's learned Sanskrit?
Yeah.
You know?
Or what's that other really rare one? The old one that's extinct?
Sanskrit.
No,
I already said it. Sanskrit.
You know it, Kevin. You're smart.
Slackline. Thank you, DJ Ketso.
Arabic. Arabic. Arabic is the...
Arabic they still speak. I'm
Arabic
sure.
is,
a couple
the,
countries,
is the extinct one. Oh, you're all good, Kevin. You're all good. I was using my phone. I had my phone on the stand. I think for one of these shows, I'm also going to just put my phone up and Instagram live me.
Why?
Sure. So they could just get a different perspective.
Why would you do that?
Well, because there's a lot
Someone
of...
Someone in the chat said that we should put a GoPro on your head.
You know,
and I thought I could probably feed a GoPro feed into this thing and then switch to it.
It's a pretty good
what
idea.
What I think you should do is put a GoPro up there so you can see our perspective of the show. So you get what we get to look at every day.
I don't think you actually mean that.
No, I don't. Absolutely not. I want people to focus just on
you. You know what we don't
me.
Use enough? Skycam.
Skycam it. Hey. I forgot about Skycam.
Yeah, there it is.
Ooh. Kev, next news story. New images from Dark Phoenix. Does anyone care?
No.
Yes, way. I do.
No, do you
Kevin,
really?
I do.
Do you really?
Do you? Click on them, Kev. Let's really? Go through them real quick.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, this first one is James McAvoy portraying
really
Professor Xavier probably for the last time. Go through the next one. Great. We've seen her before in 8 movies. Next.
Yeah, she's done.
She's back in blue, though.
But she's just got to be done.
What up, Michael Fassbender? Shout out. Jessica Chastain, shout out to you. Molly's game was amazing. Next one.
Does she have eyebrows?
Sophie
there?
Turner. Go back. Yeah, she does. She's just super blonde.
Oh.
And there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dark Phoenix. That's probably going to be as about exciting as the movie is.
No, dude.
What?
Did you see Apocalypse? The entire time.
But I saw Days of Future
halfway
Past.
Halfway through Apocalypse, I literally was like, wait a minute. Is Apocalypse the bad guy in this? Because he just seems like he's getting some people together for a party.
Here's this, though. In a 3-movie trilogy or whatever.
Yeah.
Two of them are really good. First Class, Days
First
of Future
Class,
Past.
Days of Future Past, great.
Yeah.
I think they're actually, I think First Class is a great film.
First Class is one of my favorite
Days of Future
superhero
Past
movies
was,
of all time.
I think, actually, no, I'll put Days of Future Past up there.
Actually, really, you know what? It gave me really chills at the end.
It's good.
Wow, those chills.
It's good.
At the end, that was like the greatest moment.
Golly.
Like, oh, man, like what a
I had tears in the
what
fucking
a beautiful
theater.
Moment.
Wait, for Days of Future Past?
Yeah, at the
at
end.
The end where they like, they're like, hey, remember
oh, yeah, when he comes back. And Famke Janssen's there.
Oh,
like,
dude, Famke, that's so cool.
Good.
That was so cool,
looking
man.
Good. What's his butt's there? Guy that always gets screwed over and killed in movies.
Cyclops.
Cyclops. So what's his name?
James Marsden.
Yeah, James Marsden, man.
Wait,
that guy, every movie
so
he's
handsome.
In, he always
no,
he's always the good guy that gets screwed over. Even in Westworld. He's that fucking character.
What was your suggestion that Christian Bale does?
A slackline.
Slackline. Okay, like...
Slackline, two words, yeah, I think. That's what DJ Kento said.
Slackline. Thank you, DJ Kento.
What's the one language that's just triangles?
Triangles?
The Mesopotamian people used it.
I think it's the art of hipster tattoos.
Sumerian? No, Sumerian, I think, was the...
I'm going to put learning Sumerian language.
Isn't ancient Sumerian, like, the first language that we know of?
It is written?
The first written language.
I think so. Which is just, a variation of triangles.
All right, here's my big question for you guys. Here's the deep dive topic today. There is a small... Kevin, you can bring this up. Small contingent of fans who are going to peacefully protest outside of the Warner Brothers studio down in LA for the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League.
They're protesting? Like, actually?
Well, they're just getting together. They're cosplayers. They're just going to get together, take some pictures, and say, hey, you guys should release the... With the hashtag, release the Snyder cut of this film. This is my question for you. And obviously, if you want to watch this cut, you can watch whatever you want. If you think this is a good idea, bad idea. But I wanted to deep dive into this, talk to the chat a little bit, and see if you guys even give 10... shits about seeing the Zack Snyder cut of this movie, because apparently it was a little longer and there's a lot more fleshed out scenes. We can go into, if you guys want, click over to the next tab, some of the deleted scenes that you can see. I don't know. I mean, I read through some of these. I'm like, great. It just seems like the scenes were longer and more, making the movie more convoluted. I don't know. Andy, what's your take on this? Would you watch the Zack Snyder cut of this movie?
No. Because I just don't care, man. Like, a hardcore DC fan probably wants to see this. Greg Miller will probably want to see this. I wouldn't be too sure. I couldn't care less, dude.
The thing is, I can't imagine the movies better than the one that Joss Whedon came in to save.
Yep.
I can't imagine that this cut makes more sense. Given that Batman v Superman, where you were like, what is happening in this movie?
Yep.
None of this makes sense.
God.
I just don't think that if we watched... I don't think that if Joss Whedon never had to come in, if it was just a full Snyder movie, I don't think we would have walked out of that theater being like, holy shit, what a
No, that, and that's my thing. And don't get me wrong. Like, I love certain Zack Snyder films, right? I love Watchmen. I love 300.
Love
I thought
Watchmen.
I love both those movies.
Love Watchmen.
And I love both those movies because they were perfectly attuned to his skill set, right? Watchmen... I thought it was visually stunning, and the story was there because the story was written by Alan Moore back in the day, and he just took that story and put it on screen. I love the story, I love the characters, I thought he did a great job with that. 300, obviously, he literally took the comic book and was like, yeah, it looks good, shoot it. Like, it was just a shot, like, every panel was there, and that was cool, because we hadn't seen that before, right? From a brand new script storytelling standpoint, I just don't think that's where Zack Snyder is most strongest. And I think that's where Joss Whedon really, 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 really stands out. He's a storyteller first and foremost. He's a writer first and foremost. And so I can't imagine you put those two movies side by side and you walk out exactly what you just said, long story short.
Like, damn.
Thinking, wow, man, Zack Snyder fucking knocked it out of the park on that one.
Yeah.
I think you're going to walk out and go, why was the Aquaman scene 18 minutes too long? Why was this scene 18 minutes too long? Why is Martha back?
Because
why is that significant?
They wanted to show off Jason Momoa's chest more.
Hey, man, when you got it, flaunt it.
His pectorals are something made by an artist.
They're godlike. They're god tier, as they say.
It's god-tier. Fucking crazy. Like, they are perfectly round.
They're sculpted.
And they cut off in such a way, Nick. Like, there's an... If you were to get down, like, at a microscopic level...
Mm-hmm. Or just get real close to them to the point where you can look at them.
And look at the angle.
Yeah.
Like, because the boob... can I get KevCam, Kevin? Or SkyCam? I'm just gonna kind of, you can't, I guess
you can
this
see it.
Won't really work.
Well, just draw it
with your fingers.
Draw it with your
straw. Draw my fingers. I have a good idea.
We could also show his pecs.
I have a great
we
idea.
Have the capability to point
I have
out.
A great idea. Okay, so I took a picture of the table, right? And I'm gonna draw on it with my phone. So,
why don't you just.
The way his pecs.
Yeah, this actually is working.
It does this. It does kind of work really good, huh? And then it just fucking, like.
They're perfect.
It almost looks like a butt, right? Like how a butt connects to a leg.
Yeah.
But it's just a. Like, nipple?
This is, ladies and gentlemen, for you watching at home, this is expert analysis of Jason Momoa's
And then let me draw the
area.
Let me draw the tattoos.
What about for the listeners?
Let me draw the tattoos.
For the listeners, he's doing a good enough job describing it. You can Google
I don't actually know if we can show this on Twitch. It's how accurate it is.
Let me draw the tattoos. Hold on. See? Like, he's got a bunch of
lightning
bolts. I
blinked for a second. I thought you brought up a picture of Jason Momoa.
Holy, you are an artist.
That's like the you're choosing to, as a big fuck you to all the DC fans out there, draw in the colors of Flash instead of Aquaman's colors.
Well, they're the same character, right?
Yeah, they are the same character.
Just different.
Fun fact, in the earlier comic books, Bruce Wayne was Aquaman.
And then, Flash. And then, guess what, Kevin? Guess what?
Oh,
blue
no.
milk, blue
no.
milk, blue
Sorry,
milk.
I switched
Wait,
it off.
But when
Luke
he drinks
Skywalker's
it,
gonna drink the blue milk.
When he drinks the blue milk, does he look and he go like this?
Yeah,
like he did in the last. Remember when he did? He's like,
it's
I'm drinking blue milk.
It's teal, so it's like a
I'm the Grinch
thing.
On this island.
They didn't ruin blue milk. That's just that they ruined green or teal milk.
No, that's where the blue milk comes from. That big fucking cow
know,
thing that's sitting on the goddamn side
that.
Of a
Tim
mountain
get
for
it.
No reason. That's where we
I'm
get it from,
I'm gonna put
guys.
That up on my Snapchat.
Please do. That was great.
Yeah,
why don't you put it up? Put it up on the kind of funny Twitter. And be like, hey guys, this I drew a perfect rendition of Jason Momoa's chest area with blue milk coming out of it from Star Wars. Hey guys, we can all get along. I took two films that were terrible and I mashed them together and we made
Here's
one great film.
Star Wars isn't that bad. I saw it again.
Shut your mouth.
I actually like Justice League. I enjoy Justice League more than
Ooh,
Star Wars.
Ooh, no, I didn't.
I did too.
No, I think the high moments of Star. We're gonna get into this again, but.
We got 5 minutes until Andrea peeks her head around the corner and scares me. We're fine. Okay, 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes.
That's all we want.
Thanks,
yeah.
Andrea. No, I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
It's going to get me
stressed
out.
I know. I'm sorry. Again, I'm going to try for all the haters out there going, next, Nick is totally wrong. He is stupid. Star Wars is better than Lord of the Rings. Clerks is better than Lord of the Rings.
You sound like
That's not going
triumph right. the insult, dog.
Well, I was actually going yesterday. I'm bringing this voice back. It's my internet commenter voice, but I actually took it from Strong Bad. I am Strong Bad from Homestar Runner. Yeah. But I'm doing Triumph the Insult Dog, too, because spoilers, they're the exact same character. So, whatever you want, whatever you need it to be. But that's what we, in the early days of IGN, whenever we'd read comments, that's how we'd read them in that voice, so they weren't soul-crushing.
Oh.
You know, if you do that voice, then all of a sudden it's like, you are terrible fucking waste of breath, go fuck yourself.
The Game Grumps do that. Dan and Aaron Hansen from Game Grumps, they read comments in, one of the hillbilly dudes from King of the Hill.
Okay.
Is it the gang, 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 bang, bang? The guy with the glasses.
Yeah. I didn't really watch that.
I think his name is Dale.
Dale, yeah.
But he'd be like, Gang Grumps put out a terrible episode today. Like, I don't know. It's really silly.
That's all fun.
Gang Grumps are great, man.
Okay. Well, you know what? If they release, I'll be honest, if they release the Zack Snyder cut, at least from a curiosity standpoint, I would probably give it a watch. But I'm not clamoring for it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't think it's going to be a better movie. But if it comes out, I mean, whatever.
So be it.
Something, Star Wars. Something, Death Star. P.S. I Love His Best Friend XOXO is your opportunity to shout someone out in the community you feel is doing a great job. You go to kindoffunny.com/best friend. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I gotta stop. I have it written down, the flow. We're gonna do P.S. I Love You, then we're gonna do tips. So queue up your tips. If you guys have anything to say, if you want to call me a big fat loser, because I believe in fat, then go there. I don't even know why I'm doing this. No one has actually said any of these things to me. Everyone out there is like, dude, you're just being inappropriate right now.
Hold on real quick. What? Orpheus says, I, like Andy, turn around on The Last Jedi real hard. I didn't turn around real hard.
Sounds like you did, Andy.
I never hated it to begin with. You watched the review. I said, it wasn't terrible. I didn't hate it, right? Like, if it was a 6.2 before, now it's a 6.9. Sucking on the alien titty.
It wasn't a tit so much as it was like a, what was it, a nipple? We say it was a nipple that he sucked out of?
It was definitely a tit. He didn't suck out of it.
It was more of a teat, not a tit, a teat, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like a cow teat.
He pressed.
Like an udder. It was an udder.
He pressed it against the udder. But it looked like a human.
I'll tell you one thing. If someone a quarter of the size of me came up to me and tried to press my udder, I would smack that motherfucker across the goddamn
like
island.
It was enjoying
I
it.
Read
like,
I read an awesome.
I'm 11.
I read an awesome tweet and I was like, I love when Luke Skywalker had to get the blue milk from the alien and the alien moaned with pleasure.
And Luke Skywalker goes like this. Fuck you, Rey. Why are you here? I don't want to be found.
He didn't.
He definitely did. He was like.
No,
he did. That's what he fucking did. It was like a fuck
can you give him the one?
It pans over to him,
and he goes like this. He goes, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze.
Yeah. No, he does.
He fucking does. Exactly, it's the weirdest. Like, it's so weird. They turned him into this weird Grinch fucking like bum on this island who is just literally sucking the teat of the land to live instead of a Grandmaster Jedi that he was. He's a bad motherfucker, and he just decided not to do anything. Even Mark Hamill doesn't like the character. We're not going to talk about this anymore. PSL is the best friend XOXO. Tinymoney.com/bestfriend. Go there and nominate. Here we go. Here it is. Here it is. Give it to me.
Hold on. I can't make it bigger.
Cue it up.
Oh, man. That's so hot.
Should I show? I'm not going to show this.
Yeah, do it, dude. No, I want to see it. Watch it.
Look at him. Look at him. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to show him after he does the nipple stuff.
No, do it again. Let's just see it. Do the nipple stuff.
All right. I did it.
It is a PG movie.
Why is it?
Look at him! Look at him!
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah. You shouldn't be here. I don't want to be found. I'm a Jedi. I could just kill you if I wanted to, but I'm not going
to. It's a shame we can't hear the goddamn fucking alien groaning in ecstasy.
Oh. It's like, it's just explosively orgasming into his fucking, what was that? Like a crystal geyser bottle? Like, where did he get that from? He's like, I've been saving this bottle for a while. I can't get off this fucking island. Because I fucking put the Millennium Falcon in the water.
Got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Or was it X-Wing?
Which, how upsetting was that he never fucking uses it?
The X-Wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a shot of it. Oh, you're gonna need that later. Nope.
Well, that was a teaser.
Yeah.
Obviously, they wanted to like trip you up a little bit there. Okay, let me read this. Blurbs is shouting out Incredible MJ on Reddit. Says, I shared some fan content a while back, and this best friend sent me one of the nicest messages I've ever received on my internet. It really meant a lot to me and made me realize how much even a small message can mean to someone online. So I encourage all the best friends to leave a message on the next piece of content you enjoy on the interwebs. In the immortal words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. Bill and Ted. I love that.
Bill and Ted.
That's go back and watch Bill and Ted.
I won't.
Great movie.
I won't.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Wait, you're saying you won't?
I won't. I also, I put up a poll last night after the earthquake woke us up.
What do you have against Bill and Ted?
That's just whatever.
If they're just whatever?
It's whatever.
Have you seen Bogus Adventure?
The earthquake woke me up, and then suddenly my body was like, hey, you took a nap, dude. You're energized right now. Wake up. Go do something. So I finally put up the survey to rank your top 5 episodes of Party Mode, and you did. And I didn't realize that SurveyMonkey was like, hey, you have the free version of this. You have not paid for the paid upgrades. You only get a 100 responses.
So what were the top 5, all the ones I'm in?
Well, I guess we're all in them.
Cool. You're welcome.
Who's the X Factor? You.
They call me the X-Man. Hey, the X-Man. Tip time. Just Joshin, 1992, has given us our first tip and says, new to the to PSN in 2018, best friends hit me up at JustJoshin1992. My goal is to eclipse Greg Miller on my quest for platinum trophy supremacy. Watch your back, Greggy. Keely Knight has given us a nice tip and said, hey guys, kind of funny, prom is going to be the first live event I go to. Nervous AF, because I'm coming from Ireland alone and don't actually know any best friends, but I'm excited.
Shit.
You're going to come alone, you're going to leave a lot of best friends.
Dude, you're going to leave with that dude.
Just follow everyone and there'll be so many events and groups. You'll be adopted.
My first kind of funny event at RTX 2015, I was like, what am I doing? This is stupid. I know these people online, but this is going to be a nightmare. I'm so socially awkward. And all of those people are still my friends to this day.
Yep.
Except for Nathan Swisher. Just kidding, I love you, Nate.
Damn, fucking shots fired, Nathan. DJ Kento has changed his name back to DJ Kento and says, X-Men Dark Phoenix is going to be a very special film because whether they meant it or not, it's the last X-Men film in the universe. Think about it. Disney isn't continuing with these people. Of course not.
We don't know that.
It's possible, actually, it's true. It's they could, actually. Yeah. They could do whatever they want, but they probably won't. And then he goes back to TFH show. Says Snyder's cut of Justice League doesn't exist anymore. So much of it stopped in post and wasn't ever finished. It's not like they filmed the whole movie and then reshot it. They stopped and redirected. It's true. They reshot a lot of that film, and I'm guaranteeing they didn't film a lot of that. They didn't do a lot of the special effects, which is probably 90% of the shots anyway. So
we'll see. But like people would want to see that.
A lot of people are telling
A
lot of people in the comments are saying, Andy, always use Google Forms. I couldn't this time because Google Forms does not allow you to have. So essentially what I needed was about 30 options, which is I think there's been about 30-ish party modes since we started. And SurveyMonkey lets you say you can only pick 5 options, no more, no less.
Right.
There's a little bit more customization. With Google Forms, you can like pick one or make a poll or whatever, but it doesn't give you the level of customization that I needed.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But it was a fascinating story. Thank you for taking us on
that journey. Well, I'm just letting them know.
Yeah.
Just,
Was it good?
I tried.
You should check out SurveyMonkey.
I did.
Try that maybe next time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's giveaway time. How do you win, Andy? Tell people how they can win.
There's four different ways, everybody. Kevin, can I get my one? It's very important.
Kevin, can you one Andy, please?
Hold on. There's four different ways, everybody. One, you can be a subscriber on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames.
Right here.
If you have Amazon Prime, you also have access to Twitch Prime. You can give us that or to your other Twitch friends or streamers. Two, you can be in our chat. Three, you can be a subscriber on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Or four, patreon.com/kindoffunnygame.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. This is your daily reminder. Please give that to someone who is creating awesome internet content on Twitch. It doesn't have to go to us. Just give it to someone, though, because it's really easy to link as Joe. Oh, I got to do mine. Ooh. We got to pick people. We got to pick people. All right, I'm going to, I'll have a note to write myself. Hold on.
Give it.
Siri, remind me to do the thing later today.
Here's who I'm choosing from. Okay. Fredo?
I'll remind you to do the thing. When would you like to be reminded?
1 hour.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Thank you. Also, can you please text Andrea Renee? The show's going late. Please don't scare us. Nick.
Do you mean one of these?
I don't have your phone number in here, Andrea, so I can't. Anyway.
Oh, I still have the image up.
Oh, that was Danger Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's giveaway time. Today's giveaway winner comes from Kinda Funny Games Patreon. Congratulations to Michael Cook. You have won Framed 2 on the iOS. Framed 2, so hopefully you're not an Android person.
All right. Framed 2!
Yay! Let's go into 3 and 3. We will now take 3 questions, comments, concerns, or compliments from the norms. The non-subscribers, you out there who just were too lazy to take that Amazon Prime money and put it somewhere. And then we'll go into the chosen few. We'll talk to the golden children, the diamonds in the rough. The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Took it to Ghana.
Lakers shed 2432 says, Andy, I sat behind Brent Berry at the Lakers game last night.
What?
Who's Brent Berry? Is Brent he an Barry, athlete?
He's a former basketball player, tall white dude. Shooting them.
Larry Bird?
Shooting them threes. There's more than one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
More than one. Kevin Nash, is he an athlete of some sort?
Kevin Nash is a wrestler. Steve Nash was a basketball player.
That's what I'm thinking. He's white too, right?
Yeah.
So I know a couple people.
Two-time MVP. A lot of people think that he robbed Shaq and Kobe of a couple of MVPs.
Well, if you won, you won, you know?
If you won, you won.
If you won, you won.
If you're here, you're home.
Many Sides says, Nick, have you tried time-restricted eating? No, I have not, but I have been looking into, which I assume is a very similar, or the exact same thing with a different phrase, intermittent fasting. So that's something that I'm thinking about. A lot of the people talk about maybe potentially like cutting off what you eat around 7 or 8 and then not eating for another 12 to 14 hours after that.
That seems to allow awful.
Well, the concept is if you're doing high protein, high fat diets, your body it kicks your body into fat burning reserve. So it gets your body used to saying, okay, I don't have anything, I'm gonna burn fat for energy. But the issue is if you eat carbs with it, your body won't react the same way, and it'll just start storing shit. It'll go into like famine mode and just start storing fat and start eating muscle. So you got to be careful with that stuff.
Before Andrew comes in here and gets mad at us, let me tell you a quick story about Brent Berry. All right, he used to play for the Spurs with Tony Parker. Tony Parker was married to Eva Longoria, mm-hmm. right? Brent Berry was married to some other woman. Tony Parker cheated on Eva Longoria. Mm-hmm. And banged Brent Berry's wife.
Oh no!
They were teammates at the time, or whatever. No, he had already
15 seconds of sports.
He had already retired. And then, but what still sucks is like Brent Berry still has to cover the San Antonio Spurs and still has to talk about Tony Parker. Like he's now an NBA like on TV personality guy who talks about sports, or whatever. And now he has to like
he's one of the fat cats at the desk with the
today,
cool suit.
Today, Tony Parker he still has to talk about Tony Parker, the dude who like banged his wife.
That would be
isn't that awful?
I mean, that would suck.
Yeah,
that would
dude.
Be difficult. But I'm sure the paycheck they're paying him kind of makes up for that a little bit. Andy, can I call you Andrew? It says Mead Hours.
No, only my baseball coach from high school could call me Andrew.
Oh,
and he cool. go Andrew, give me a grape raspa.
Sean from Detroit says, hey, Nick, cast your Disney Fantastic Four for me. Whoo. No, I can't do that right now.
We'll do
that
another time. About
that. That's a good topic, though. We might do that as a topic. Sports are fun, says Baradimus Prime 86.
I agree.
Well.
I agree. Do we go in the subs already? So we
can let's go in the sub mullet. But Robert loves mullet. Says who's growing a mullet? Sorry, Robert loves me. Says who's growing a mullet for Kind of Funny Prom? Also, will it still be edited for us to watch next year? Not sure. There will be some live show components, but I think this one's going to be one that you're going to want to be at. It's going to be more about the experience of hanging out with everyone. I'm sure. We'll do vlogs and stuff about it. I'm sure we'll make content out of it for sure. But it's not going to be a start to finish live show. It's going to be literally a prom. Mm. So we'll see what happens. Maybe Kevin will do one of his documentaries about it.
And I'll be on stage rocking that guitar.
Yeah, like you will, dude. Seen, yeah, you will.
Like you never seen.
Fuck.
Hey, Nick and Andy, what's y'all's most anticipated movie of this year? For me, it's Incredibles 2. What about you?
Ooh, that's wild. Good. Hold on, let me Google.
Now, some people would say Solo. No, because Star Wars is dead to me.
Dead.
Until you've proved
movies
me otherwise.
In 2018.
Yep.
We did a whole list. Nick had a list yesterday.
I wish you'd watch my show.
I gotta say, oof, man.
Dude, I felt awful tricky yesterday. I'm gonna go with Black Panther.
Over Infinity War, huh?
No, you know, I'll go with Infinity War.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do too.
Nah, maybe Black Panther.
I just, Star Wars broke my heart so much.
Pleasure Monkey says, what is your guys' opinion on gaming disorder / hazardous gaming? I saw an article about this. I'm not sure if this is what you're talking about. Saying that, I forget what governing body, but they were like, gaming disorder is a real addiction.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
So you have to be careful with
it's
it.
It's so fucking stupid.
Is it stupid?
I said this on Twitter, and I didn't think it's completely accurate.
Andy.
The people who sit down in a chair and watch TV for 9 hours a day don't
also
have a
addicted
disorder.
They do.
No, but they don't have a clinically diagnosed thing. It's just
it's specific
they're
to
just,
TVs.
They're just hanging out and watching TV. But if you sit down and do that in front and play a video game, you have a disorder. Get the fuck out of my face. Get the fuck out of my face. SDA and the HBQs, all of that stuff, you know? ILMs.
That's a potential GOG topic for you. This will be interesting. I want to read this article and get your guys' opinions on it. As addicts, you know, I think you guys have probably pretty good opinions.
I'd rather not be informed. I'd rather just talk out of my ass.
Well, you know, you're an addict, so, you know, what are you going to do? I got a lot of good topics for this year already. I'll talk about battery gate at some point.
Battery gate? Oh, iPhone.
Like, F Apple.
It's like, crazy how, like, it's gone. Like,
Clint Gilmore asks, Andy, would you rather work for Funhouse or Game Grumps? That's a great question.
No, it isn't.
I think I would fit
here
in more with Funhouse.
Well, that's
Fun
all
House
the time we have today, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm joking. Let's take a couple more. Jen Jones 32 says lazy disorder.
But wrap it up, guys. It's,
yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
I have 3 minutes.
Well, yeah, but like,
I got 3 minutes. I could take one more comment. Nick's a health addict, so boom, says Just Ryan Beer. I'm definitely not a health addict. I wish I were. I wish I could get addicted to healthy shit, but I'm not. Because let me tell you.
Look at, she,
oh, man. Look at all the cats.
God, if you look at her 3 times, if you say her name 3 times, she haunts you at night.
Did
she's like, she's
cats?
Like a fun, well-informed Beetlejuice.
Ah, don't look at her in the eyes, she's turning into stone.
I like your the color of your hair. Has it changed a little bit? Is it slightly
I
darker?
Yesterday.
Oh,
I like it.
I figured.
Are you using a different tint of red? Because it looks a little bit more wintry right now.
Yes, darker.
I like
wintery.
It.
One shade darker.
Looks cool.
Fantastic.
Good eye.
Thank
it
you.
Looked really awesome with the light. Kind of. He's just fucking complimenting you because he doesn't want you to get mad.
No,
anymore.
No. I've been trained by my wife to notice the nuances of her hair because sometimes she goes, "Do you like my hair?" and then stares at me, and I go,
"Yeah,
I do. I love it." And she's like, "What do you like about it?" I'm like, "You're not giving me any hints here, so I'm gonna guess highlights."
Now that I've made my presence known.
All right, fantastic. Let's take one more question, comment, concern, and then we'll go. Top Boog says, Nick, have you ever watched Scrubs? Yes, I love Scrubs. It was phenomenal. Did you ever watch Scrubs?
No, I couldn't
Great
get
series.
Into it.
Oh, it's so good.
Couldn't get into
it's
it.
It's so well done. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your morning show of today. Andy, good job today. You brought
Dude,
good energy
feel,
into the show today.
I feel like this was the best show of 2018.
This so far.
Do you get it?
So far, so good.
The best show in a year. Or what do people always say? Like, oh, see you next year. And it's like the next day.
Oh, that's smart.
Never heard people do that?
No.
I hate that shit.
But that's cool. What I like is when you wish people Happy New Year. And they're like, what? I'm so happy about it. And I'm like, oh, you watched The Last Jedi also. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you very much. Andy, thanks for joining me. I'll be back to read subs in a couple seconds. I will see you tomorrow. Stick around for Games Daily with Andrew.
Can you make the face real quick that Luke makes when Jinx
Give me my one more time.